On Monday, an epic journey will culminate at a beach in Seattle. Canoes paddled by Indigenous people from all over the West Coast are convening for an annual celebration that is resuming for the first time since the pandemic began. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Emily Curitan-Cook joined one canoe on the first leg of its 500-mile voyage and brought back this story.
On the banks of the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington, 20 young people line up beside a canoe that's as long as a school bus.
All right, so life jackets are going to be over here. So go ahead and grab a jacket.
They come from different tribes, but they all share a common history with the canoe. For years, it was how people in the Pacific Northwest traveled, fished, and visited one another.
All right, nice and easy on three. One, two, three.
This canoe is modern. It's made of plastic. And it's one of over 100 vessels that are traveling by river and sea to visit the Muckleshoot Indian tribe. The canoe's arrival will be followed by a week of celebration. The tradition started about 40 years ago, and it's become beloved by many Northwest tribes.
Anyone need a paddle?
17-year-old Carlicia Dixon missed this trip during the pandemic. She's of Nez Perce and Warm Springs heritage.
I'm taking this journey to find where I'm at spiritually. COVID really did have a big impact on my mental health, physical health, and just how I feel.
She says being on the water clears her mind.
You could think on the water, you could sing on the water, you just find yourself in the water really peacefully.
After 3 years apart, the people on this journey are excited to see each other. But they also carry grief. They've lost people since the last time they did this, says one of the trip leaders, Misty Green.
I almost I start almost crying too because, because of COVID, we've lost a lot of our elders. And so there's almost like the sense of emptiness as well, but that's also like a part of like our healing.
Misty and her husband, Jefferson Green, run a nonprofit to preserve mid-Columbia river cultures. They say that among those who died were most of the remaining speakers of the region's indigenous languages. And they want to inspire young people to learn. Jefferson begins a day on the water with a quick lesson.
So this part of the Columbia River is actually called Wimush. Can you say that word? Wimush. 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 Wimush.
Jefferson has spent the last 13 years studying and teaching Itchishkin, a dialect of the Sahaptin language. He says people who join the canoe journey leave as family, whether or not they're related.
You just end up returning to home, yearning for this constant connection to people. And the thing that connects you are the songs.
For 24-year-old Samuel Jim, who's Yakima, this is the first time he's ever been on a canoe. And he says it's been beautiful to share cultural knowledge with other people on the trip.
I really want to dive back into my culture, have that experience, and so I can teach that to my son.
When the canoe comes ashore at the end of the day, supporters who follow along on land are there to cheer. As the group nears Seattle, dozens more canoes join them. At the destination, thousands of people will gather to eat, dance, and sing day and night through the week. For NPR News, I'm Emily Curitan-Cook in Cascade Locks, Oregon.